Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I am engaged in some anti-American activity on this July 3rd, 2009, Friday edition. I am engaged in something that is extremely Al-Qaeda. I am going to talk about the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, the Tenth Amendment, the Ninth Amendment, the Fourth, the Fifth, all of which is under attack. And according to Homeland Security and the DHS report, returning veterans, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, those that make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution, we are the terrorist. So remember that today, that the people running the federal government are controlled by offshore private banks, that a private corporate takeover is ongoing inside the United States and worldwide right now, and that we're right back in the same position we were in 1774, 1775, and leading into 1776, where the tyrants, the command and controllers, who are saying they have the divine right of kings and are above the law, are telling us we are their slaves. I'm also doing something really radical and something that SWAT teams raid you for, and I'm doing it right now on air. I'm not taking OxyContin. If that was happening, I'd be on 600 radio stations. I am not drinking whiskey. I'm not taking LSD. I'm not counterfeiting money. I am drinking milk from a farm in Georgetown. I am drinking raw milk, not pasteurized milk that has been boiled and cooked so that feces can be in it and blood and pus from the overworked cows. I'm drinking old-fashioned milk like humans have drank for 10-plus thousand years. Tens of thousands of years. And SWAT teams are raiding the farmers and ranchers. They are raiding people selling eggs on the highway and watermelons. And so I'm here engaging in a hardcore crime in the land of the free, the home of the brave. I am drinking milk. So I just want to admit the criminality here on air, ladies and gentlemen. And we may have police SWAT teaming us any minute. They're probably getting an arrest warrant right now. He's admitting, give us the warrant. He's on air admitting he's drinking milk. Hold on. It's actually milk in my coffee right now. I had a big, actually over here I have a glass of the milk. I'm going to do this right now, and later on air I'm going to commit a crime on air and drink it. Hold on. Oh, that's delicious. What is going to happen with the nanny state here in the land of the free, home of the brave? You know, one time I was at Charlie Sheen's parents' house, and his mom gave me some raw milk. So that was another big crime I committed. Oh, my God, I just admitted another crime. Oh, I'm in trouble now. I'm just getting myself deeper. But you know what the police say? Criminals love to brag. They love to talk about it. And I just couldn't control myself after all these years drinking raw milk. I just admitted it in multiple states. I crossed state lines to commit crime and drink raw milk. And all on the day before the 4th of July. Can you imagine what the founders would think of me? They'd say, that's Al-Qaeda. String him up. Get a rope. Man, I'm glad we've got a nanny state that's SWAT teaming farmers selling cheese and milk and people selling eggs on the side of the highway and watermelons and squash and even tomatoes. Oh, it's so radical right now. It's so bad. It's so evil. All right, I've got huge stacks of vital news and information we're going to be covering today. I'll tell you about those when we get back. And yes, I'm going directly to your calls. First-time callers go to the head of the line, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I love all the different items and news stories and directions callers take us. So your calls are coming up in the next segment. Stay with us.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worried how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse,
but there is hope.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
We have just received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement for all GCN listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands. The number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, the 4th of July is tomorrow, 230-plus years of our Constitutional Republic, and who can doubt that if you read the Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, Constitution, the fact is the foundations of what this country was founded on, what liberty and freedom is all about, is under attack. The criminal, corrupt, illegitimate government that is in control he is openly waging war against our liberties and our freedoms. And so today, we are going to take hundreds of your phone calls. I don't care what a good point you've got, what amazing breaking news you've got, how key the information is, because that's the problem. It's a catch-22. Your calls are important. They are informative. They do bring up important points. It needs to be discussed. But then I'll end up taking 5, 6, 7 calls in an hour if I'm lucky. I have before, you can probably count it on two hands, taken hundreds of calls in a show when I control myself and go to your calls. We do have the customary financial update coming out in the next hour with Bob Chapman. I do have huge stacks of important news that I will go over today. But the wild card nature of taking your calls, the different angles, the different directions, the different points that you bring up. We don't screen your calls. So that means we get drunk people calling in sometimes who just want to hear themselves talk. But sometimes we have amazing callers bringing up in very insightful points, folks bringing up local news stories that you would never hear about nationally. The good, the bad, and the ugly. That's what happens when you don't screen calls. You just ask, what's your first name, where you're calling from? We don't screen calls unless we have a specific guest on, say, about euthanizing old people in hospitals. Then we'd like your calls on that. Or if we're talking about military personnel being given orders to prepare to wage war on the American people under NORTHCOM, then occasionally we say we'd like to hear from military. But that's maybe once a week. Generally, we have wide open phones. We don't screen your calls. You can call in about whatever you'd like. And today is one of those days. 1-800-259-9231. In fact, I'm not even going to get into the stack of incredibly important news I've got in front of me. I'll cover that at the bottom of the hour. Let's take 15 calls from between now and the bottom of the hour in T-minus 20 minutes. Rich in Ohio, go ahead. That's exciting. Alex, boom, that's hitting me and hitting me hard. Go ahead, Rich.
Alex, this is Rich in Ohio. Hey, I got some great news from the Buckeye State. The Ohio Senate passed a resolution to block cap and trade in the state of Ohio. It passed on Monday by a 20-11 vote. We have one heck of a fight coming up in the House of Representatives, however. And also, the Ohio Sovereignty Movement, HCR 11 and Senate Concurrent Resolution 13. I may have the numbers backwards there. www.ohiofreestate.com. All the up-to-date information is there. We need your signatures. We're having a huge rally on August 1st in Columbus at the State House. Keep up the great work, Alex. We're behind you all the way, buddy.
God bless you, Rich. Now, what I'm going to do is when I take a call and make a good point, I'm going to make myself today. It's all about Alex Jones learning some self-control. In a lot of respects, 10 years ago, I handled the radio show better in that I programmed it. By programming, that just means in the sense of radio, I said, I'm going to talk about this for this 15 minutes. I'm going to talk about that for 10 minutes. And then I'm going to take calls. Then I'm going to let the callers talk. And then I'm going to throw out a quick comment and move on. Here's my quick comment on that. Arizona just passed a law yesterday. And I'm pulling up the story. I believe it's waiting on the governor's signature, saying we're not going to comply with any cap and trade laws here in the state level from the feds or from the state. And yes, I did see that Ohio was about to pass it. So I guess that's already happened. So a lot of victories. We've also got news coming in at the end of the show today that big defeat for the NAFTA superhighway at meetings yesterday in Texas. So we'll be breaking that down as well. Let's go back to your calls. Daniel in New Jersey. Daniel, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex Jones. Love the show.
Thank you.
Let me just say something. I am a high school student. I am very much inspired by Robert Wainick and what he's trying to do. I'm trying to do stuff like that, trying to get people to really break from the, not join the InfoWar, you know, trying to get out your DVDs and stuff like that. And what I must say, though, is to everyone, this double think that we've got in this country, it's sick. I mean, a couple of years ago, had I heard about the 9/11 truth, and I was like, no, that's rubbish and stuff like that. But my uncle, who is really into this movement, he's, into the conspiracy, the conspiracy, the Kennedy assassination especially, he just broke that double think by saying, well, how do you explain the guy sitting next to Kennedy had more scrap metal in his wrist than would have been missing from the magic bullet? And that broke the doublethink. It was amazing. But what I would like to ask is, Alex Jones, how do you think we can really effectively just break the doublethink stranglehold that we have on our society? Because, I mean, I've told people, facts about, the burning temperature of jet fuel, burning the temperature that was inside the World Trade Centers, and they look at me for a second like, that makes sense, but it can't be true. How do you think we can break the doublethink?
Listen, let me answer your question. Good call, bad phone. And that's another problem with not screening calls. Normally, a phone that bad wouldn't get on the radio, but we'd rather you hear what they have to say. Okay, here's the issue. There's a lot of different angles to this, and I could spend 5 hours on it, but I want to take your call, so I'm not going to. People have to get raped and abused and hurt and have empty stomachs first before they stand up to tyranny. Now, a society that's experienced tyranny already, they don't have to have empty bellies to fight it. They know how bad it is to have their children living in tyranny, and so they'll fight for freedom. But when you have a spoiled, rotten generations of generations living here in the United States, it's very hard to get them out of their selfishness of not caring about society, because they don't realize that what happens in society ends up affecting them. They're very sheltered. But you just said it. The Dallas Morning News, in January of this year, had to admit what had already been known for years. But the Army did a test out at Los Alamos and weighed the grams that had been found in the wrist of Governor Conley and weighed those on the supposed magic bullet. And the magic bullet doesn't even have any pieces out of it. And it's impossible. The bullet would be half again as big as the largest 30-odd six round. That's just one little point. But any fool knows bullets don't shoot through four or five bones and two people and through seats and then barely have a bend in them. That bullet was probably not even fired from a gun. It was pulled out with pliers out of a cartridge. So how do you get people to break out of their doublethink? You go, look at Madoff, founder of the stock exchange, NASDAQ. Look at all the corruption. Look at how many times you've been lied to. Quit being a schmuck. And I also wouldn't address people in kind of a, oh, I know this sounds kooky, but please listen to me. No, you got to be in charge and say, here are the facts. Here's a DVD. Here's an article. We're getting suckered. Both parties are controlled. You know it in your gut. Be part of history. You're only alive once. Don't sit there on your butt letting all this corruption take over. The only chance we've got is to audit the Fed and arrest the bankers. Let's talk to Lee in Tennessee. Lee, you're on the air.
Hey, I just wanted to call and tell you thanks, Alex. From a Christian, from an intellectual standpoint, from somebody here in the thick of it, here in Memphis, like I just wanted to tell you thank you, because you are awakening people up. And God will protect you. And in this battle, no matter what the New World Order tries to do, to rearrange our thoughts and to rearrange our lives and to take away our freedom, nature will have a way of taking care of itself. And we all will ascend beyond this physical globe and reach heaven on earth, because that is our destiny. As human citizens of a confederation millions of light years away, citizens of heaven here on earth, I thank you, because you are doing something. You are spreading a light, and all of us Christians are praying for you and praying for your protection, because you are a mouthpiece for many of us. Thank you, Alex.
Well, God bless you, my friend. I appreciate the call, Lee, in Tennessee. God will protect me if that is part of God's plan. And there is a rhyme and reason to the universe. There is something more than meets the eye, and everybody in their gut knows that. And the system tries to lie to you to tell you that all that matters is bling and baubles and how you look and to be selfish. But everybody in their gut, in their heart, knows the truth. Let's go ahead and take another call. Jordan in California. Jordan, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I've got two quick points. We Are Change Fresno in Central California was inspired by what the guys did in Arizona at ASU, and we have produced 10,000 copies of the Obama deception that we'll be passing out at a 4th of July Tea Party event tomorrow.
Awesome.
It's the biggest Tea Party or 4th of July event in Central California.
Well, listen, shoot video of that. Email it to Kurt at InfoWars, Aaron at InfoWars, and others will get it posted. I saw We Are Change Fresno out with 20,000 farmers protesting how they turned your water off when they got plenty of water. But, again, it's federal environmentalists trying to drive you out of there.
Right. Yeah, the Water Coalition people have teamed up with the Tea Party people. So we're... Their estimates, we don't know how many are going to show up tomorrow because there aren't tickets sold, but they're expecting maybe 30,000 people might show up. So
okay, so do you need help handing out DVDs?
No. That's the second thing I was going to say. I've been a listener of yours for several years, and there hasn't been like an active group, but once we just formed it, anyone out there, if you don't have a group in your
Stay there. I'm going to break my rule and let you have one more minute on the other side, because this is important. Yes, stepping up is half the battle. Step up, and it's going to grow.
millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, we have an expert, one of the leading experts in the country, on the history of the Revolutionary War, the Founding Fathers, and the true founding documents of this nation and the spirit of them. Bill Federer will be joining us in the last hour today. And that's good because on XM, they re-air the last 3 hours on Saturday evenings. I'll give you that channel later in the show. So people on July 4th out and about in their cars listening to us on XM and Sirius will be able to hear our Bill Federer on the show with us. Bob Chapman coming up in about 36 minutes from now. Wide open phones throughout the broadcast today. Okay, going back to Jordan in California, talking about how he just formed a We Are Change. You can call it an InfoWars group, a tyranny response team, a Tea Party, We Are Change. It's good to have lots of different diverse groups and names and organizations. People always email me and call me and ask me. They say, this We Are Change group said this, or this We Are Change group said that, or this 9/11 Truth group said this or that. Alex, you're the founder of 9/11 Truth. Alex, you were the first guy to talk about it and the first guy to go on air day one, and so we got to form groups to go around and get the truth out. You know, you need to answer for what this group said or what that group did. There is no leadership. That's what makes us unstoppable, is that it's ideas, it's political action, it's getting involved. And I'm not the leader of any of this. I'm just a fire starter. And what I tell folks over and over again is just step up. It's like Field of Dreams. Build it and they will come. And you're not going to be perfect when you first stand up and speak. I remember being 20 years old, 2 years before I got on air in 1995. It was 1994. I may have been 19 years old. And I remember going to city council and county commissioners meetings and fighting SOS using water runoff, water aquifer rules to steal everybody's property in Austin. Had nothing to do with the environment, nothing to do with water. Sounded reasonable. They had a bunch of environmentalists get behind it because they didn't want to ruin the beautiful creeks and streams. But that's not what ended up happening. It was about stealing the property, and now they've built all over it. It was about not even giving people fair market value. And that's when I really first got involved. And boy, that was just the opening to the rabbit hole. I've gone down hundreds of levels now. The issue is I went and started an Access TV show, and I went and started doing a radio show. And I built it, and they came. And so that's what Jordan was just starting to say as we hit the break, and that's why I held him over, is because step up. Start an organization. Don't worry about infiltration, folks. There's so many groups and organizations now, they can't infiltrate us all. And you'll know an infiltrator. You start getting a group with 10, 20, 30, 40 people for the Second Amendment or sovereignty or water rights or land rights or anti-New World Order, and you'll suddenly have somebody show up who pulls you aside and says, let's go knife the tires of police cars. And you need to say, okay, I know you're a cop, pull a camera out, start recording their face and put it on YouTube. And then they will avoid you like the Black Plague. You tell them, I'm an American citizen under the First Amendment, state police or FBI, and I have a right. And I know you got a federal grant to do this. Shame on you. Why don't you investigate all the criminal bankers you work for? And you put their ugly face on YouTube. You put the light in these vampires' faces and you drive them back. They're trying to act like we're bad and we're the terrorists and we're evil. They're trying to demonize us in reports. Let's show the world who they are. So you start your own groups and get past your fear. Okay, you got about a minute and a half before we break. I'm going to come back and blitz three more calls. But go ahead, Jordan. Finish your point about We Are Change up there in Fresno.
All right, Alex. Everything you just said is what's happening in our local area. You know, we just formed this group, and people come out of the woodwork. There are tons of people out there that are just waiting for you or for anybody out there that's in your town that has not formed a group. Form one that people will flock to you. People will find you. People are searching on the internet for groups, and you know, start taking action. It's amazing. You don't have to have all the answers. Tons of people will come to help. And we did have on after we had a few meetings, and we hosted Richard Gage, and we were started, you know, fighting back and all in positive ways. We did have one bizarre individual who my radar went in on, and he did start saying, yeah, we need to start shooting people, we need to start graffitiing, and it was so obvious that he, in my mind at least, that he was an agent, and my wife was there, and she decided to confront him afterwards, and so I got involved with that too, and it was very apparent. He basically, without admitted he was an agent of who, I don't know what, FBI, I have no idea. But
they're an agent of the New World Order to make sure the foreign bankers get to bring us down. They are enemies of the Republic, and they must be dealt with. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and is flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We are becoming completely and totally domesticated in this nation.
Everybody knows the good guys.
We are being turned from free men to slaves. They tell us tyranny is liberty, and that liberty is tyranny. That slavery is freedom. It is a fraud. Get angry. Understand the state is not there for your own good. It doesn't care about you. It is openly corrupt and completely bankrupt at the top, and the slime is rolling downhill. They are hiring criminals at every level of government. You can Google search that. County hiring felons. Military hiring felons. Army hiring felons. In fact, guys, do that for me. Search engine, county hiring felons. Any county you pick. Pick Travis County. Try that headline. Travis County hiring felons. The county I live in. I know it'll be there. And then search engine and print me just one mainstream article. There's thousands. Military hiring felons. Military hiring criminals. Police force hiring criminals. Police force hiring illegal aliens. As police officers, you'll get AP out of New Mexico. You see, ladies and gentlemen, they are in the final phases of converting the entire government into a crime syndicate. Every county, every city in the country has corrupt police on the force. The majority of counties in Texas rob motorists. I've been telling you this for over a decade. Now it's mainstream news. And these towns are full of nice people, hardworking Christian people. Believe me, that's where I'm from. And you'll have one police force that isn't stealing, and right next door you'll have a boss hog criminal enterprise. You'll have a city where they're not criminals, but the county's criminals, or vice versa, where the county isn't criminal, but then the city's criminal. There's counties from Alabama to Texas to California where they kill good sheriff's deputies. Sheriff's deputies kill sheriff's deputies. Sheriff's deputies kill sheriffs. Sheriff's deputies kill good police officers. It's a war. And I see this stuff every week where they're killing cops. It's cops killing cops. Just like Serpico in New York. Go rent that movie and watch it. It's a true story. Oh, you won't take drug money. We'll just shoot you in the face, pal. And he had to move to Switzerland because the New York cops were trying to hunt him down and kill him. And they had to fire over Serpico. I've had the famous detectives on that worked with him. Don't try to get Serpico on, but I've had some of the other famous New York detectives. They had to fire in that round 74% of the detectives. 74%! It's kind of like an office manager who's corrupt or a corporate culture that's gone bad. They just tell you fire everybody or the majority of people. That's what's happened with the government. It's like a corrupt church board or a corrupt corporation or anything. It goes bad. You can count on one hand societies that can be called somewhat free. A few of the Greek city-states, maybe, somewhat free compared to other counterparts in that history going back 2,500 years ago, 3,000. A couple city-states in Greece, and then Switzerland and the Netherlands and the United States. That's where the pilgrims went to get freedom, was hanging out with the Dutch. And a lot of the systems we have of freedom come from the Mosaic Law with an amalgamation of Germanic law and then the Dutch system mixed with the British Magna Carta Common Law. Very, very special. We're going to be talking about that in the last hour today with a special guest. But look, here's the type of news headlines I have in front of me. South Africans must register cell phone SIM cards. Same thing's now happening in Mexico. Now they want it in Canada and the U.S. Norway has 23 cases of H1N1, decides to vaccinate entire population. Norway is now starting a forced inoculation program of 9.4 million. And then meanwhile, they say they're getting ready for it here in the United States. Forced inoculation. And that dovetails with these fear-mongering stories out of Reuters. 1 million Americans infected with the swine flu. Preparing for forced inoculation. Britain saying, we may have a large portion of our population die. And it's killed one person in England. That's the headline. First death in England. Government prepares to forcibly inoculate. Oh, my gosh, let's give up all of our rights and all of our freedoms. One person has died. Teen and swine flu's first victim in London. As ministers warn, 40 a day could die by end of summer. I mean, is this the biggest hoax in history, or is it something bigger? You see, that's why I freaked out so bad when this first happened back in April. I came on air, and everybody should go to YouTube and watch that Saturday night when the story was 2 days old. That Saturday night, two-hour report I did, commercial-free, PrisonPlanet.tv only. It's on PrisonPlanet.tv, but it's also at the Alex Jones channel on YouTube and other places. But I did it live at PrisonPlanet.tv. I went on air, and I had said 2 months before, and we've since played that on air, I said, I believe that their card they're ready to play next in stage terror isn't nukes going off. Isn't Al-Qaeda truck bombs or hijacking jets? Isn't even a new war in Iran or Pakistan or on the borders of Russia with South Ossetia and Abkhazia in Georgia in the disputed demilitarized zone? Zones, plural. I said on record on the March 5th show and on many others, I said, I see them playing a flu hysteria card. And I went further. You know, I don't have the staff to do it. Half my staff's gone right now doing interviews for the new film. I got part of my crew out of the country right now interviewing people. I'm not going to announce that until they're back. I don't have the people. I'm asking listeners to go to the March 5th and March 10th and other shows I did where I broke down that they were going to stage flu and then added that together with my that Saturday night when it all first broke out in April a month later. Because that's what convinces the public. People ask, how do you break the ice? How do you break their cognitive dissonance? How do you break their conditioning? How do you get them to look at the facts? Revelation. If you can tell somebody something before it happens, and it happens with precision like you said, they'll pay attention to you. Even the dumbest yuppie will. But I don't have the staff to get all those video clips and edit them together. It's all posted at the Alex Jones YouTube channel. Alex Jones channel. Go get it. Edit it together. It's all posted in high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. Only because then people will listen to us even more. All the shows I did leading up to 9/11 saying they're going to blow up the World Trade Center and blame it on their asset, Bin Laden. The radio shows, the TV shows. Millions of views online. Wakes people up big time. Gets the feds hopping mad. I could see what they were about to do from their propaganda on TV alone, and other people could. I'm going to go to your calls here in a moment. The point is that I went on air and I said, this is either a psyop to train the county, cities, and states and other regional units of government in other nations as well, not just here, a worldwide continuity of government, federalization, martial law drill under the World Health Organization and the UN. And then later they came out and did the exact same thing. It was, they said, oh, we're using this to practice our takeover for your own good, though. They put spin on it. And I said, this is a complete hoax. But regardless, it signifies something real. Because I was getting hospital documents and state documents that we were really at a level 5 and about to go to a level 6, and the public wasn't being told. You notice now it came out months later, that's exactly what happened. Those were real documents. I know the city official personally I got it from. I'll just leave it at that. Very close to them. But that was when it was already happening. Months before, and then in early March, again, I went on air and I said, with all the preparation and the Baxter mixing weaponized bird flu in with regular flu season stuff in 12 countries, was it 14 countries in Europe, and then all these homeless dying in a separate secret bird flu trial. Don't believe me, just Google deaths from bird flu trial Europe, and people have been arrested. But not the pharmaceutical companies. The city officials that went out and shot people up at government clinics have been arrested for giving them an illegal experimental vaccine to see if it'd kill them. London Telegraph, Reuters, AFP, French news agency. Agency French Press. Just gave you sources. So I saw them hyping it. I saw the grid. I saw the mass grave documents out of New York and out of Indiana and out of Chicago. I had emergency managers on. I had reporters on. I knew they were doing drills all over of delivering flu vaccine for martial law in the upcoming fall. This is back in March I'm saying this. Then you have them launch the drill, the fear-mongering, less than 50 deaths worldwide, and now they're saying 1 million have it in the U.S. Well, it's 9 days. Yeah, 1 million have been infected. There's thousands of different flu viruses going around. They're not sick. They're not dying. Why then are they doing this? Well, it's a cover for martial law. It's a cover for federalization. Right when they try to pass the total Federal Reserve takeover of all economic systems in the United States. Right when they prepare to take over with the water bill. To federalize all water above and below ground, all land in the United States. The Clean Water Restoration Act. More like the total federalization, the United States is going into receivership to offshore fraudulent banks act, to a bunch of Madoff-type criminals. They're gun control bills, their forced youth brigade bills, their national draft bills, their blanket amnesty bills, their socialized health care bills. It's all happening right now. Their hate crime, free speech destroying bills. It's all happening now. And just like in Mexico was passing a bunch of police state laws, and the people were on the edge of revolting, and it was clear that Calderon had stolen the election, suddenly they get hit, and the government gets to lock down. They were testing it in Mexico to see if they can do it in other countries when they have the full takeover in the fall. Now, if we get the word out and speak out and expose these people, they may not be able to do it. They don't even need people to die in the fall. Or they'll release some new variant mutation of this that is a little bit worse. If the regular flu kills 37,000 people, according to the federal government every year in the U.S., if this thing kills 1,000, they'll act like it's the end of civilization. Regular flu kills over 30,000. This thing's killed, what, 5 people in the U.S.? And they acted like it was the end of America? What if it kills 1,000? What if it kills 30,000? Ladies and gentlemen, I can see them with their preparatory phases. It's like if you're a football fan of a certain coach and a team and you see them go into a certain formation, you go, okay, they're about to run this. It isn't hard, ladies and gentlemen. You're a fan of basketball and you see a certain formation. Or you're a fan of baseball and a certain hitter gets up there and he always, you know, swings for the bleachers, goes all the way. You know what's going to happen. Ladies and gentlemen, again, I was saying, and I said, and I predicted it, and then it happened. And I said, it's either a total drill for martial law, or this could be it, because they've always been preparing and getting ready for that. Either way, it's the same outcome. All right, let's go to your phone calls here. Up next is John in Oklahoma. John, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, John.
Hey, I just wanted to mention a couple of things. One is about Mary Fallon, a beautiful, wonderful governor we have here in Oklahoma, standing up for her First Amendment rights yesterday at the court at the Capitol. Such an amazing woman. She's the kind of person I'd be willing to, you know, stand up for or even lay my
life. Okay, well, what happened? Tell us what happened. We don't know.
Well, she spoke about what's wrong with the country, what's wrong with the nation. There were people there that were supporting her, Christians, you know. She's a wonderful Christian woman.
Al-Qaeda's were there, okay.
Oh, there's a bunch of, you know, gays and lesbians and stuff there haranguing her. You know, they want to preach tolerant, you know, free speech. You know, it's okay to urinate on the flag or on an effigy of Christ or whatever you can do. Oh, that's free speech, you know, pooping on something, you know, whatever, all that nonsense, weird stuff. But as soon as you mention, you know, you want to, you want to say your free speech, you know, your rights or whatever, whenever you want to say something, it's like, oh, we don't want, you know, they just harangue.
No, it is true that at least, it is true, sir, and I appreciate your call, John, that the left, as it's known, has introduced bills and passed one out of the House to completely end the First Amendment, the Hate Crimes Act. It actually says if you hurt somebody's feelings, you're arrested and go to jail. It's passed the House. And HBO has all these shows about the right wing trying to take the left's rights. But see, that's how it works. The right is ready to take the left's rights, and the right is ready to take the left's rights, and the left is ready to take the right's rights, and then nobody has any rights left. And so, yes, the left does hate the First Amendment, unless it's pooping on the flag. And they do that. And they have the government fund it. Then they tell conservatives, oh, you're trying to restrict my free speech because you don't want me to sell cans of crap in spinach cans. That's a real case, and paid $50,000 per can of 50. And then the government puts it on display, and you pay for that. We shouldn't have to pay for a painting of a beautiful field of roses or for a can of crap. I mean, I saw the Austin Police Department paid $244,000 for a tiny fountain that mounts on the wall at their shooting range. And it said it's meant to cool and soothe them. And all that is another form of government payoff. That's always connected to people married to the mayor or married to the city council people. It's ridiculous. I mean, they put up all these blue posters that cost, I think it was $10 million or something a few years ago, and like $1 million a year to upkeep them, blue posters. Blue things that stick out on the roadsides everywhere. It's just all part of government scamming. You know, they'll run an old person out of their house for 3-inch grass, $2,000 a day fines, and they'll take those $2,000 a day fines and you know, pay $10 million to some guy to urinate all over the cross. I mean, yeah, that's how it works. But again, you want to say that's art, that's fine. Don't make me pay for it. I don't want to pay for any of it. I don't want to pay for government statues. You know, used to people would an endowment. A rich person would pay to have it done and give it to the city. But not anymore. We don't have beautiful Greek statues anymore. We have cans of urine and feces. That's the beautiful art. Let's talk to... we're going to go to break, and I'm going to try to put three calls in the next segment. Gordon, Ricky, John, and others. They've done pretty good. I've taken 8 calls so far. And I got a bunch of news I haven't even gotten to yet. It's all extremely important. We got Bob Chapman coming up with the latest economic developments, a lot of key info on that front. Big news blitzes straight ahead. We're here live July 3rd, 2009, and I'll be live Sunday, ladies and gentlemen, because I have a passion for being here on the radio. I love fighting tyranny.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with 2 cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are going to go right to Bob Chapman in the next segment and continue with open phones. What the United States means to you, how we're losing our liberties and freedoms, how we're becoming a nanny state completely and totally domesticated. We're going to start simulcasting the four-hour radio show, the last 3 hours of it, at prisonplanet.tv live on this July 3rd transmission coming up here in just a few minutes today. And we're going to go to... Gordon, Ricky, John, and Jack, and many others. Toll-free number to join us today, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Before I do that, I want to tell you about one of our sponsors making today's show possible. That's eFoodsDirect.com, the name in storable foods, non-hybrid, non-GMO, clean, grown right here in the United States, and recently manufactured. By recently, on average, they said about every 3 weeks. A lot of stuff you're buying is 5, 10, 15 years old, total crud, not the J. Michael Stevens Group. That's why they're the longest continually operating and biggest storable foods company in the nation. eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, free videos and brochures and things online, or call toll-free and get a brochure. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. Let's go to Gordon in New Mexico. Go ahead, Gordon.
Hi, Alex. How's it going? Let me just say I've been aware and awake about the shadow government and what's been going on in our country for several years. I'd like to give credit for that to a book written in 1991 by a Dr. Gary Cogg called En Route to Global Occupation. It breaks everything down, including predicting 9/11. Anyhow,
yes, I read it. It is excellent. And again, we all stand on the shoulders of people like the good doctor that have broken all this down.
Yes, sir. And recently my attention, like a lot of us, has been on the camps and the trains and got me thinking here in New Mexico, the biggest project, government project, is a $385 million train, massive transit system that researchers have proven not only is not needed, but will never pay for itself. Further research of mine has shown where do you think this train is heading directly to the one known FEMA camp in New Mexico. I realize it's a very crucial step here in New Mexico for the new
order. Well, the government openly has, and I appreciate your call, the government has its open FEMA camps all over the country and the continuity of government system, and they admit they've built them, and they have the civilian inmate labor camp program run by the Army. That's Associated Press, WorldNet Daily. You know, years after we broke it, they report on it. Glenn Beck and people do straw men. They only go report on camps that have already been disproven or aren't real camps. So that's a little trick they play. Thank you, Gordon. Ricky in Rhode Island. Ricky, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
I'm going to start by saying thanks like everybody else because you woke me up probably about 8 months ago, and since then I've been into this stuff and trying to find out as much as I can like you. So
I good job, brother. Questions.
I know you had David Icke on not very long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if, I don't know if it's really his movie or if people just labeled it as him online, but it was a no plane theory for September 11th.
I don't really get into all that stuff because that can't be proven one way or the other, and I appreciate your call. I mean, I can't even hardly keep track of all the videos and films and that are out there that people put me in, so I can't really comment on it, sir. Take Zeitgeist. A lot of Christians got mad at me because it misrepresents Christians and the faith and even gets some major gods wrong that predate Christianity. And then they used a bunch of my clips in Zeitgeist later in the 9/11 section, so people thought that was my film. That was not my film, I'll assure you. So I'll let David speak for himself on things. I don't know what you speak of. And again, I can't be my brother's keeper. Okay? We have David Icke on because he's an icon. And that's why we have him on. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.